Welcome to my podcast. I am Joel Oster, and in this podcast, you will not be learning how to live your best life now.
Your best days are ahead of you.
No, that would be Joel Osteen, and I am not Joel Osteen. I'm Joel Oster. I'm a lawyer. I know nothing about how you can live your best life now. For lawyers, we can subpoena you now, which I'm pretty sure would not help your serenity now.
Serenity now!
I guess I could write a book on who to sue if you've been screwed out of your best life now, but no one, and I repeat, no one is going to a lawyer seeking help on finding your inner peace. Self-help, I'm pretty sure, is synonymous with pro se, which is code for not paying your lawyer, and I really don't want any part of that. Well, in this podcast, we will be debriefing the law because, well, there's freedom in going commando. Each week, we'll be unpacking the latest in legal oddities and news. For example, did you know the same attorneys who argued the same-sex marriage cases before the United States Supreme Court were the same attorneys who argued Deflategate?
I drop back, I throw the ball. I don't sit there and, you know, try to squeeze it.
Yeah, this proves the old ad is true that lawyers love money. I would have loved to have overheard that intake call at that law firm. So you want me to take a groundbreaking case that will change the landscape of America's laws forever? Yeah, I don't know if I can fit that in my schedule. I'm pretty full right now arguing over the inflation level of footballs. Yeah, but you know what? I'll see what I can do. Well, every day in all the major news sources, from Yahoo News to Facebook, yes, Walter Cronkite is turning in his grave as we speak.
And that's the way it is.
But every day, major legal news are being tweeted, and we're going to cover it. The Supreme Court decides whether the word F-U-C-T, I'll let you sound that one out, but can that word be trademarked? Can the cops videotape Robert Kraft taking his pants off? Hot coffee is spilled. Brett Kavanaugh loves beer, and a Kardashian wants to go to law school. These are all hot headline issues that we will be covering. And of course, the biggest legal issue from last year, the Mueller report, which apparently, after his performance before the congressional hearing, we now suspect was written by someone not named Mueller. The hearing sounded like a person giving a book report and answering questions who hadn't actually read the book or written the report. Let's call this the Mueller report.
Mueller. Mueller. Mueller.
Well, every week we will unpack the top legal headlines and expose the funnier aspects of our laws, from headline news, interviews, and even an occasional rundown of the most absurd Hollywood depictions of law. We will expose the lighter side of the law. Now, speaking of Hollywood, I just love it when I'm watching a show and a person is arrested before the first break, and then when you come back after commercial, a jury is being sat for that person's trial. Yes, not real life stuff. Now, why are we exposing the funnier aspects of the law? Well, here's why. There is freedom in realizing the law was written by flawed humans. Legal systems are run by flawed humans, and that laws are enforced by, you guessed it, flawed humans. There is real freedom in knowing this. It frees you up to bring common sense and love to your daily interactions with others.
Sometime when you least expect it, you realize that someone loved you.
You will know not to rely too much on the law and government to solve your problems. Now, even though I am a lawyer and we will be talking law, this podcast, yeah, it's not just for lawyers. No, it's for everyone who has at one time in their lives lived under the law. So if that is you, and I suspect, well, it probably is, you will want to check in every week. So please join me as we debrief the law. After all, there is freedom in going commando.